All right, starting in Washington, District of Columbia, today is when the impeachment trial of U.S. President Donald Trump ramps up in the Senate. It officially began on January 16th, but the rules for the trial are likely to be laid down today, setting the stage for the arguments to begin afterward. Democrats and Republicans are deeply divided over this issue. The House of Representatives, which is controlled by Democrats, formally charged the president with wrongdoing. The Senate, which is controlled by Republicans, is expected to find the president not guilty of wrongdoing. Last month, all but a few House Democrats voted to charge the American leader with two articles of impeachment. The first is the accusation that President Trump abused his power by pressuring another country to investigate the son of Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The second is the accusation that President Trump broke the law by not fully cooperating with the House's impeachment investigation. On Monday, the president's legal team filed a brief, a 110-page response to the accusations. Lawyers for President Trump say the impeachment charges don't show he broke the law in any way, and they call the impeachment process against him a charade and an election year political tool. Their brief asks senators to quickly reject the House's charges, but how the trial actually plays out is unknown at this time. It could last for weeks. It could be over faster. One thing Republicans and Democrats are anxious to see is if and how the trial affects public opinion and the presidential election that's scheduled for November 3rd.